One of the buzzwords for the last couple decades has been spirituality. If you go to any bookstore, you can see whole bookshelves lined up on the spirituality of this, the spirituality of that. There's books that, these are actual book titles, by the way. There's the spirituality of imperfection, the spirituality of the cross, the spirituality of the Psalms, the spirituality of fly fishing, the spirituality of wine. I need to get that book. But what does it, that begs the question, what does spirituality mean? For us Christians, its meaning is to understand, to feel, to imagine, to decide everything in relationship to God in Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be starting a new homily series about the spirituality of stewardship. And yes, we're going to be talking about those things you've heard before, time, talent, and treasure. But as we talk about the spirituality of thanksgiving, the spirit over these next 4 weeks, the spirituality of thanksgiving, the spirituality of giving, the spirituality of service, the spirituality of commitment, we're going to be looking not only at what the Scripture has to say about these things, but how we understand them in relationship to God in Christ through the Spirit. Now, in the reading today, Jesus could have, when he healed the ten lepers, he could have done, big show. He could have said, "Be healed right there." But he didn't. He just simply said, "Go show yourself to the priest." And on the way back, then one of them, only one, understood that in response to the cure that they had experienced, they needed to return to Jesus in thanksgiving. It's really important to understand, every once in a while, we need to go back to the language that these Gospels were written in. Because the word that it says that the Samaritan, when he came to Jesus and he gave him thanks, it says he Eucharistized him. He made him Eucharist. That's what's happening when Jesus is thanked, is the Samaritan is celebrating a Eucharist with Jesus, a thanksgiving. When we understand what we come together at Mass about, it's to make our whole lives, like the Samaritan, a thanksgiving, a Eucharist. Now, how do we do this? There is a spiritual cycle. There is a theological cycle that you need to go through. One is, it first starts with gratitude, and gratitude enables humility, and humility enables God's power in our life. How does that happen? Well, first we start with gratitude. It's often said that gratitude is the gateway virtue. The Psalm 100 says, "Let us enter the gates of the Lord in thanksgiving and praise of God." So even Scripture says, start with thanksgiving. Why? Well, thanksgiving opens up our hearts to humility. It opens up to our own understanding of our own neediness. See, Jesus was disappointed with the 90 because he couldn't give them more. They didn't understand that the gifts that they had received were not something that they earned, but simply something from the pure graciousness of God that was given to them. And when we understand humility, that opens up a different power. Remember what St. James said. He says, "God abhors the proud and pours his grace in the humble of heart." Remember that grace is God's power. And so, conversely, when we know that we're the more we pour ourselves out in thanksgiving, the more we pour ourselves out in understanding our own neediness, the more God's power can work inside of us. Because what thanksgiving does is it aligns our heart with the giver. It aligns our lives with the one that we've received. Now, Thanksgiving is not always easy because, I mean, let's face it, not every moment in our lives is just, you know, a wonderful event. Yeah, sure, it's easy to give Thanksgiving when you got that job you wanted, when you've fallen in love, when you got a warning instead of a speeding ticket. You know, it's easy to give thanks then. But what if tragedy strikes? In our own parish, we've had 2 deaths of children in the last 2 weeks. We had a child that was born stillborn, and then we had another child who was 6 years old who died of cancer. How do you tell those parents to be thankful? But see, a spirituality of thanksgiving, a spirituality of gratitude that doesn't allow grief is broken. It's not what the scripture is there. Remember, Jesus came to transform every moment of our lives. We in this theology of gratitude, we remember not just what Jesus did for us, that he suffered for our sins, but he suffers with us. As Saint Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, said, he was a man of sorrows. He came to bring us so that there would be no more weeping, no more pain, no more sorrow. See, in that, we have an understanding that we can still be in thanksgiving with God, even in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of our sorrows. Now, we might, you know, when we're going through the bad time, we might forget those ability of that blessing, and sometimes we might even try to get angry with God. So, you know, but you know, God won't remove his blessings if you do that. He's big enough that that won't be what he's doing. You know, if I were Jesus, or if you were Jesus, we might be tempted with the 10 lepers that didn't come back. We might be willing, okay, I gave him a blessing, now I'm going to give him a curse. Or, I gave them a blessing, but now they're healed, but they didn't come back to thank me, so I'm going to take that healing back. But that's not the way God acts. And it wasn't out of intimidation that the Samaritan came to give Jesus thanks. It was out of love. See, like the Samaritan, we bring everything in our life to this Eucharist. We bring everything, all of our pain, all of our sorrow, all of our joys, all of our hopes. We make it all a living thanksgiving, a living Eucharist. Because when we do that, we understand our neediness before God. We understand our humility before God. And we can understand that he wants to give us more than he's already given us. The more we enter into a spirituality of thanksgiving, the more we make this a habit, the more power Christ gives us, the more he can heal us with a healing that is even beyond our imagination.